This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
You are listening to the number one horse podcast in the world. Here's your entertaining look at the horse world and the people in it.
Well, we're back live, everybody, and it's Freestyle Friday. I am Glenda Geek from Ocala, Florida.
And I am Sally Spickard from San Diego, California, and you are listening to Horses in the Morning on the Horse Radio Network for January 24th. This is episode 2356. This episode is brought to you by Kentucky Performance Products. Good morning, Horse World.
Hey, Horse World. It's Friday.
When I get off of work on Friday.
Everybody's favorite day of the week on Horses in the Morning.
Well, good morning, everybody. Well, as you heard, Jamie is off today. She's actually on vacation with her husband back in Arizona. It was his birthday, so she took him back there so he could play golf and she could play with her horsey friends. So I'm not really sure whether it was a birthday present for him or her. I don't know which.
I feel like maybe a little bit of both.
A little bit of both. Yes, definitely. And it's so fun. I get to have you as my co-host today. And Sally, you and I have never co-hosted together.
I know. After all this time, we have never done this. This is like a huge first.
I'm excited. For you. You filled in for me many times, but yeah, we've never done. So I am excited too. And we've known each other for years and years. I don't even remember how many. So
I honestly don't even remember how we met or when, but you know, it happened. So here we are.
I think it would have been at a Rolex at one point.
I want to think. Yeah, I want to say that's probably true.
But if we did, I mean, it's like years ago.
So. Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure.
So thank you for filling in today. Appreciate it.
Of course. Thank you for having me.
Apologize to the audience. I would apologize to all of you out there listening that we have been a little off our schedule here this year so far at the start of this year. We've had animals dying, and which caused a day to be canceled. Jamie got sick on Wednesday, which is why we weren't here on Wednesday. She was starting to sound bad on Monday, and she just didn't have a voice by Wednesday, so we had to cancel that at the last minute. We're going to try and get back on schedule here. We will have a show for you every day next week, so look for Horses in the Morning to be live all next week. So we'll be back Monday. Jamie's still off, but Lisa Wysocki's filling in for her. So we will be back, and I apologize for this. You know, this has probably been the worst luck we've had in the 10 years we've been doing this show in this last couple of weeks.
There's nothing like getting rid of it in the first, like, month, right, of the new year.
It's funny because – I don't want to go negative here, but it's funny because a lot of our auditors have been talking about what horrible starts they've had to this year with people dying, family members dying, animals dying, you know, things like that. And it's like, okay, well, we need the reset button. So today we're resetting. This is the reset button today. Sally is our reset button.
I am the reset button. I'm here to save you all.
And you will, I'm sure. Well, I'll tell you who doesn't need a reset button, and that is Bricks and Mortar. The horse Bricks and Mortar doesn't need a reset button because last night, Bricks and Mortar was named a 2019 Horse of the Year. Interesting story with Bricks and Mortar as a turf horse. He was bought for $200,000 in 2015 at the Keeneland sale. And he won his first four starts that year. And after a third place finish in 2017, he had a hock injury and went out of commission for 14 months. They thought that Bricks and Mortar was never coming back.
Wow.
But then made a comeback in December of 2018, doing a claiming race at Gulfstream Park, of all things, won the race, and then in 2019 ended up doing quite well. He won all six of his starts, five of them in grade one events, and did a total of $6.7 million in earnings last year, including the Pegasus World Turf Cup. So here we are. We come back after a 14-month injury, a hock injury of all things, and then, you know, and had surgery, by the way, comes back and then just kicks butt all year long. Can you imagine if he hadn't had the injury, how he would have done over the last couple of years?
Yeah, completely unbeatable.
Yeah. So good for him. Bricks and Mortar and a turf horse winning is another interesting thing, yeah. Winning Horse of the Year. You don't see that too often.
Yeah, I don't feel like you see that often.
No. So congratulations to all of the connections for Bricks and Mortar. By the way, Bricks and Mortar is, it seems like all of them are doing this right now, is shipped over to Japan for breeding. It seems like Japan has become the breeding place. So I don't.
Yeah, it really does seem that way.
Yeah, they're picking up a lot of horses. All right, let's do Daily Winnies. Well, happy birthday to Mike Donnell, who is host of the Wisdom by Wisa show. I saw Mike when I was out in Denver a couple weeks ago, and we had lunch together. Happy birthday to him. Also, I want to welcome some new auditors, Jenny Kornoyer, Renee Kissel, Renee Lanswitz, and Emily. Let me start that over. So we have new auditors are Jenny Kornoyer, Renee Kissel, Renee Lanswitz, two Renees, and then adding and raising their pledges, we have Kara Burns, Stephanie Sperry, Emily Paramentor, and a brand new auditor by the name of B. DeGrazia. If you are not part of the auditor room yet and haven't requested that, search for HRN Auditors on Facebook, and we'll add you to the auditor room for all the fun things that are happening in there. And then after we come back from the Horse Lovers Cruise, that's 2 weeks from now, we will be starting to record our pre-show meetings for auditors, so you'll get to hear those here on Horses in the Morning, and that'll be a little bonus that's only available to auditors. And Sally and I got all caught up in the pre-show meeting. You would have heard us talking about all kinds of things today.
I'm going to have to be careful what I say.
For those that don't know, Sally can swear with the best of them. She's pretty good at that.
So I just wanted to shout out to my roommate. I feel like I've given her so many daily winnies. So, you know, I need to have a prize for generosity.
You live in California. You better have a roommate.
I have two. I got my boyfriend and I got a second roommate. So, you know, we got to make ends meet somehow. But
three's company.
Yeah. So three is company. But so we lucked out, though. So listen to this. So my roommate got a job working in Wellington. She's a groom. So she got a job working in Wellington this winter. So she packed up and she left. And she's gone until, you know, I think she's actually gone till the summer, because I think, you know, the barn that she's working for is going up to Spruce Meadows after Wellington. So which she didn't really know until she got out there. So she went out there thinking she'd be out there for a month. And now she's there till probably May or June. So it worked out really well for me. This is honestly probably more of a winnie for myself, because I'm getting my full apartment to myself without having to pay the full rent. So, you know, shout out to my roommate Jaden for helping out with that. But my winnie's just for her, because, you know, she's working hard. She's by herself down there. You know, she kind of moved across the country a couple times the last couple years. So, you know, just wanted to shout her out and tell her to keep up the hard work.
How's she enjoying Wellington?
She likes it. You know, yeah. I think she's been a little homesick. So it's a little different from out here. But I think she really enjoyed, like,
no,
I told her, you
have
to go.
Anywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. And I mean, I've never been. I'm going to Wellington for the first time in March.
Oh,
but,
really?
You know, so yeah. So I'm going down for a week. You know, I work with the heart rate monitor company, Hylofit. And so we're having a team week to strategize for the upcoming year. Our founder, Eliana Van Riesema, is a dressage rider. So she's got a farm down there that we're all going to go hang out at. So I'm pretty excited.
Oh, you're going to have a blast. You really are going to have a blast. If you've never been there, it's horse heaven.
It really is. Yeah. I've heard. I mean, I've done Ocala, but I feel like Wellington's just a little bit of a different experience.
I would say it's Ocala is kind of, it's very horsey. There's lots of horses around, but it's kind of more laid back. Wellington's intense.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the impression that I get. Because Ocala was like, what do they call it? Slow Cala? Is that what they call
it? Yeah, that's what they call it. Now, the World Equestrian Center is going to change that.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's going to be intense, too.
That'll completely change that. I mean, that's just going to be crazy. But yeah, it's not going to, I don't think it'll ever become quite the the intensity of Wellington. When Wellington just has a feel. I mean, it just does. Yeah. You're going to, and I don't know how to describe it. Nobody knows how to describe it. But when you get back from your week, you're going to say, yeah, Wellington has a feel. That's the word you're going to use.
Yeah. Well, I should come on the show again after, and yes, I'll give you my first timer's perspective with my new cool. brand new eyes.
We'll do that. We'll definitely
have some observations
that.
For you.
I have a restaurant recommendation. It's called Beauty and the Beef. It's at the mall, actually, in Wellington, and we always eat there. That's where we ate. We had our big dinner the other night. It was at Beauty and the Beef. It's just a good place to eat.
Oh, so, well, there you go. That's how I plan my trips, is around what I'm going to eat. So.
There's a lot of good places to eat in Wellington, and there's some fun things to do. Obviously, the beach is right there, you know. So
yeah,
you know, it's you
come can on, go. Glenn. I live in San Diego, man. Like I got the beach.
You got the beach. It's a different water, though.
It is a different water.
Yeah. So different salt water. Yeah. Eastern salt water has an accent.
Yeah, there you go.
So you have a couple other things, too, before we get to our first guest. By the way, coming up on today's show, we have Hope Hand, who is a good friend of the show, and she just won the Medal of Honor at the USCF Awards Banquet, the Pegasus Medal of Honor. We're going to talk to her about that and kind of get a preview on what's coming up for the para riders leading up to the Olympics. And also, Carolyn here is going to be with us. She is with an organization called Women in the Wilderness, and they're doing a really cool long distance ride to help Mustang awareness, and she's going to talk about that. And then we have some really bad ads too. So what's going on? You're writing some pieces for different places?
So I'm always busy writing lots of words. I stumbled upon this story about a scholarship that's being given out. And I wanted to write a piece about it because the woman who's giving on the scholarship was posting about it in a Facebook group that I'm in. And she's like, a scholarship to go to the Retired Racehorse Project, the Thoroughbred Makeover, but I don't have any entries. So I was like, well, I can help you with that. So I said I'd write a story about it. So this is a, I just wanted to kind of spread the word about this RRP scholarship, because I'm sure we have a lot of listeners that have at least applied to go to the 2020 Thoroughbred Makeover. I know the entries, the deadline for trainer applications just closed last week. So hopefully you guys all got your applications in. But now what you are able to do is you're able to apply for this Give Back to Go scholarship. It's being put on by a very generous woman and her family. And it's basically a way to get your entry fee given back to you. She kind of understands that it's a hard process to get to the makeover, and it takes a lot of finances and time. So, you know, she really wants to help somebody make that journey. So, in order to enter, you basically just need to pay it forward. She wants to know how you can help, either make a monetary donation to a horse related charity that helps you enter. And then you also have to kind of tell them, what winning the scholarship would mean to you and how you would use it to help your horse or help, spread awareness about off-track thoroughbred. So it's a really cool scholarship, and I can't believe that not enough people know about it. So it's called Give Back to Go. It's a $300 scholarship that basically gets you your entry fee back. And I mean, I would encourage you all to apply because I think it's a great way to really support the RRP for sure.
And we'll put a link to that in our show notes as well.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a break for Kentucky Performance Products. I want to talk to you about the Wellington Eventing Showcase, which is I saw you did an article about, and that's going to be coming up. We'll do that a little later in the show. First, we're going to hear from Kentucky Performance Products, and then we're going to come back with the brand new Pegasus Medal of Honor winner, Hope Hand.
Into the start box, she could feel his muscles tense under her leg. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Have a great ride. She didn't have to ask. He galloped out of the box and across the field toward their first training level course. His ears pricked. Her heart pounded. He attacked each obstacle with confidence, clearing them with room to spare. A huge smile broke out on her face as she crossed through the finish flags. She leaned forward and buried her face in his neck. Their bond of love and trust blocked out all else. This love story is brought to you by Elevate. Research proven to have superior bioavailability. Elevate supplies the essential vitamin E often missing from the equine diet. Its all-natural formula supports healthy muscle and nerve functions. The horse that matters to you matters to Kentucky Performance Products. Call 859-873-2974 or visit kppusa.com to order today.
And of course, you can find Kentucky Performance Products on Facebook as well. Just search for Kentucky Performance Products. All right, it is time to bring our first guest on. As I said, she's been a friend of the show for many, many years. We'll give her a call right now. Hope's, I think I've known Hope since I started doing this.
Good morning.
Good morning, Hope. How are you?
Great.
Thank you so much for joining us on the show.
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm sitting here in the back 40. It's beautiful here.
You're in Wellington?
A little bit of rain. Yeah, I'm in Wellington.
We were just talking about Wellington and how it is has a different feel and a different kind of place. But first, I need to congratulate you. Pegasus Medal
Thank
of Honor
you.
Winner. You're like big time now, Hope.
Yeah, but, you know, it's a team effort. I'm just the biggest fan. I'm the Pied Piper of Para. So without my people, I'm nothing.
Yeah, but, you know, but, I read the press
great.
Release, and Hope, I did not know, really. I've known you for 10, 12, since we started Horse Radio Network, I've known you, right? But I didn't know about your competing career, that you were an alternate for the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. In 97, you earned a gold and bronze at the British Invitational. You had quite a career yourself.
Sure, sure. Oh, I've been in horses all my life. You know, like able-bodied driving, and then I found dressage, I guess, in my 20s, right before the 96 Paralympics.
So,
that's when my daughter did a report on that.
Oh, really?
That's how I got involved. Yeah. Yeah. We were, it was interesting. I mean, the way I got involved was purely by accident. And we were Halloween parade and running up to the hunt club on our ponies, my daughter and I. And we're dressed up as the cavalry, and these kids dressed up as Indians came at us, you know, from the side. Well, my horse took one look at these painted faces and took off, and I went, you know, flying through the air. It was really comical, and I ended up at the hunt club, and everybody came over and said, "Oh, you okay?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm fine." And they're trying to help me up. I said, "No, I can't walk." And of course, that stirred up a lot of excitement. And I said, "No, I couldn't walk before I got on the horse." And that's trying to lay me down flat. And I said, "Well," then they told me about the Paralympics, the 96 Paralympics coming up. So that's how I got involved.
How long has para riding been going on in the United States?
Well, that was our debut in 1996. And I got in on the tail end, went to one selection trial. They didn't know me. I did really well, won my classes, and I wouldn't expect to be named to a team, but I got an alternate position. Then I went to Atlanta, and I worked as a, you know, did anything I could to learn what was going on, and that's how I got hooked. It was quite an experience, I'll tell you, the first Paralympics, and that was all catch ride.
Oh, was it?
Oh, all catch riding. We didn't get into own horse until Athens.
Interesting.
So
that must have been an experience.
Yeah. Really an experience. You know, when I went over to Denmark, they didn't train with whips. So when you would, you know, test your horse out in a pool, the riders without leg use naturally used the whips as leg aids, and we had a lot of rearing horses until you found, I mean, you only had 3 days to desensitize these guys, so it was quite a challenge. It was pretty nutty when you think about it. I mean, Robert Dover told me I was crazy, but, you know, he would never do that. And somehow it would work out. We'd send our music back to the States and with a film of the horse that we drew, and they would, you know, either speed it up or slow it down to match the gait. So we had the technology and, you know, working for us. But and back then, the U.S., we were some of the best catch riders in the world. And the Brits really didn't pass us until it became own horse. And Europe had the advantage, you know, with horse capital from Germany and Great Britain. So it took us a little bit to catch up.
You know, it's hard too. Charlotte's an auditor of ours and a good friend of Jennifer Nye's.
Yes.
And poor Charlotte, I mean, here she's a great rider, but it's so hard to find the right horse. You need a higher level horse that also can kind of be a little bit retrained for whatever the disability is and whatever the new aids are going to be. And it's just hard to find that. And it's also safe, right? I mean, you got to have that too. So, and it's so hard to find a horse. And she's been looking for what, a year and a half now.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, I was just talking about Charlotte to a friend of mine. I said, boy, I really miss Charlotte. We need her. But we're all looking for her. We need a big horse. We need a kind horse, and we need a talented horse. And because of her grade level, walk, trot, 50% of the test is walk. So it's very, very difficult to get the bet, like a 10 walk and a 10 trot out of the same horse. I mean, and something with the same mind. So exactly. It's not easy.
And she tends to like them big. I think her last horse was like 22 hands. I mean, it was just ridiculous.
Yeah. Well, she's so tall. And she wants a big horse.
It was
or
fun.
Something round enough.
Exactly. We joke with her all the time about her tall horses. It was so bad, Sally, the last one she had, the normal ramps where they wheel up on for the Paris to get on the horse, it had to be taller than that because her horse was
Gosh. Yeah. Wow. That's a
I know.
Horse.
We had to have an adjustable ramp for Charlotte.
Let's talk about the team a little bit. We have Olympics coming up. Are you guys going? Did the United States qualify as a team? What's the scoop?
Yes, we're going. It's the we didn't qualify at WEG because we didn't medal. You would have had to come in first, second, or third. We got more medals than any other discipline, but as a team, we would have had to at least come in first, second, or third to be automatically qualified. So the next tiering is the top seven teams ranked go to the Paralympics in the next draw, and we're ranked number one out of the seven.
Okay.
So,
nice.
You know, we're definitely going to, you know, keep our spot, our standing. So it's officially, the team ranking is officially ended by the end of this month. So there's not enough competition to kick us out.
Wow. Okay.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm curious a little bit about, you know, there's been a lot of talk about, Tokyo and the time of year, you know, that the games are happening. So is there anything specific that you know, and I'm sure for WEG, the heat and humidity was purported to be a bit of an issue or maybe something to prepare for then as well.
Hell.
So is
are
there anything
kidding?
Special?
That's
why I was being too polite.
That's why
then.
We're in
I didn't go
Florida. We're in Florida. And as I say that, you know, we said perfect weather to train in. Well, on Wednesday, it was 39 degrees at the jog, spitting rain in our face. I swear it was, ice. And it was just unbearable. I mean, we sat through till 6 o'clock at night, and I've never been so cold. We had tablecloths wrapped around us and everything.
Oh my gosh.
I mean, we could too. And the rain was spitting at us sideways. It just never, ever, I don't think it got above 50 all day. So it was in the 40s, and that is cold. So
it's cold for Florida.
Yeah,
the only prep was that it was in the evening under the lights. So Tokyo, to bear with the heat, will most likely, all our competition will be at nighttime under the lights. So what we're doing, at least for every competition, June, we will have freestyle under the lights to prepare for that. And I think our last qualifying, individual qualifying show is June in Tryon, and that could get quite hot.
Uh-huh.
So we're doing everything we can to train in that type of weather, you know, including rain.
So,
because it does rain a lot.
So, Hope, I heard, you know, I was listening to a report the other day about that they're predicting that this is going to be one of the most expensive Olympics because, one, Japan's expensive to get to. Two, Japan's expensive.
Yes.
So, is it obviously, so are you having to raise more money than usual this year?
Definitely. Doing what we can. For, you know, outreach, and it's really been a strain on the Federation and the USOC. Credentialing is very tight because of the cost, so, and especially the logistics of travel is expensive. So we are, you know, trying to raise as much money as we can.
Are you guys going to be sleeping on the cardboard beds too?
I understand that's what they have, cardboard beds. So I'm going over as a spectator. So I'm staying at the Hilton.
Oh, well, there you go. No cardboard.
Spoiled.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no cardboard.
You get real sheets.
Yeah. Maybe.
Here's hoping.
Well, you should have good food. Yeah. If you like Japanese, you should have good food. So there's that.
Yep.
The one thing,
I love it.
The one thing the Japanese know how to do is entertain and make sure that their guests are taken care of. They're very proud of taking care of their guests, and you know, from individual houses to restaurants to everything. So I think that actually this is going to be probably one of the better, more prepared Olympics that we've ever had.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I think you're right, too. Yeah.
And technology, I heard that they're going to have little robots seating people. So I'm anxious to see that.
Like on Star Trek, you just tell him what you want, and he pops out. Yep.
Just the future has officially arrived.
They scan your ticket, and they escort you to your seat.
Well, that's cool.
So
I want that.
I can't wait to see that. I want that.
Well, Hope, congratulations again. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Will you come back on a regular basis and keep us up to date on what's going on for the lead-up?
I will.
Yeah,
it's exciting.
Do.
We have some new combinations to watch and new horses this year. So it is exciting for all of us.
Very good. Well, thank you, Hope. We appreciate it.
Okay.
And we love you guys.
Thank you. Okay. Same here.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
So there you go. They're getting excited for the Olympics, too. You know, people forget that the Paras have Olympics at the same time. So,
yeah.
And it's going
to
be,
and
I think
it
it's August.
And it is so cool to watch.
And they're kind of on the same plane we are. So, yeah, it's going to be hot.
Yeah.
All right, let's give our next guest a call. We'll go from one to the next here, and she has a very interesting story that we're going to hear about. What they're planning to do is quite cool and for a good cause.
So, Caroline, this is we got Caroline, a really exciting guest with us this morning. I'm super excited to hear more about this story. We have Caroline here of a new adventure that's coming up in October. It's called Women in the Wilderness. And, you know, I'm not going to take too many words out of her mouth, but essentially these all women horse wranglers are going to go on a 200-mile, 40-day ride across the American West. And the whole mission is to raise awareness for the wild Mustang, the controversy of the survival of the Mustang on, you know, the public land that's being taken away. And also a little bit of female empowerment, lady power in there as well. So I'm loving all of the facets of this story. And Caroline, I'm so excited to hear a little bit more about it.
Yeah, I mean, you summed it up really great. We basically were really passionate about the Mustang issue. And as I'm sure you know, or you may not know, I'm a big horse person. And the more I learn, I'm just like stunned at how complex it is. But we really want to educate our audience about what's going on. There's so much kind of at play here. There's the public land, there's the Mustangs, they're just reproducing at kind of an incredible rate. And of course, you know, we want the horses that are out there to be happy and healthy. But right now, as it stands, there's not really a sustainable method of population control going on.
So we really
want to delve into that from the point of being unbiased and just presenting our audience with the information that we find as we speak to different people. You know, we want to speak to people at the BLM. We want to speak to ranchers. We want to speak to Mustang trainers. Everyone kind of over the whole spectrum. And, you know, at the same time, we want to do something fun. So we're adopting 14 Mustangs. We're working with a ranch up in Wyoming who will help us train them. And then we're going to take them on a 40-day pack trip just to kind of show, like, hey, these are really cool animals. Here's what they can do. Here's the process of adopting and training one so that people can, you know that they can go out and adopt one if they want to. And then, yeah, we wanted to do it as an all-woman team because there's a lot of adventure documentaries out there, and a lot of them are made by dudes, and that's fine. But, you know, I think it's time that there's some women doing some cool stuff out there. So, yeah.
Absolutely. And I think that's such a cool, you know, aspect of it is, like, you know, you guys have this thing that you care so deeply about. You're going to go do something about it. So, but I want to know, like, how did this idea even come to fruition? You know, obviously there's a group of you. Are you all just lifelong Mustang advocates, or what inspired this project? Yeah.
So the three of us actually met, we worked at a dude ranch in Wyoming together, and I worked with a team member, Catherine Boucher. We've been friends since 2015. We were wranglers there together. And then she's now the head wrangler at that ranch, and she worked with Louisa Benke, the other team member. And last summer, Louisa came to Catherine and said, like, hey, you know, I've been talking, and I really want to do this project. I really want to do a ride like this. And it started out as just like, you know, that film on Brandon. I don't know if you've seen it or are familiar.
Yeah.
We there were two horses from that trip that actually lived at the ranch that we worked at, because there was a connection there. One of the boys had been a wrangler as well. And so we'd seen the film and kind of thought, you know, that's so great. And we were inspired by it. And Louisa was like, you know, Catherine, I really want to do a girl's version of this. You know, can we dig a little deeper into some educational issues? And then I went out and visited that summer, and I was just on a trail ride with Catherine, and she was like, hey, so, you know, one of my wranglers came to me with this idea. Do you want to do it? And I was like, you don't even have to ask me twice, you know, I'm totally. And so that was last summer. And so since then, it's really grown into kind of, you know, it started with us vaguely just wanting to do this ride and raising awareness and educating. And as we've been working on this and researching and just talking to so many cool people, our minds have been expanded so much in terms of what we know and what we want to talk about. And so we just really want to share that process with our audience too.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Now the adoption of the 14 Mustangs, that's a big project. So, you know, you said you have a ranch that is going to help you with the training of the Mustangs for the trip, but tell me a little bit more about that.
So we're working with a woman named Julia Wilmerding, and she's a pack trip leader. She works with Knowles in Lander, Wyoming, and she and her friends are so generously offering to have our 14 horses live at their ranch. And they're going to help us, you know, get on them every day, give them some saddle time. And when we get them they aren't coming straight from BLM. So we're going to go through some different auction systems where, I'm sorry, my dog is whining.
That's okay.
Wait a minute. It's required that you tell us what kind of dog.
She's a
yes,
pit bull.
Pause. Oh, love.
Her name is Blondie, and she's just a little sweet. Yeah, hi. but yeah, so we're not getting freshly green Mustangs because although we'd love to, we just don't have time. Sure. And so we're going through auctions. One of them is going to be one of those where they have the inmates actually train the horses and kind of work with them.
Yep.
So they film the Mustang that kind of touches on that.
Yep.
Yeah.
And my co-host normally, when Sally's not filling in, it has gotten two from the Nevada prison system. So,
yeah. Yep. That's great. Yeah. So we're going to go through something like that so that we don't have to train, freshly green Mustangs, although that's a project down the line I'd love to do one day myself.
Sure.
We'll be working and, without the help of Julia and this, they're staying at Spearhead S Ranch in Wyoming. And they're just, so generous that they're letting us keep our 14 horses there and helping us with training and everything. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, and honestly, I think that, will bring awareness to those programs because those programs are also doing a lot of good. So obviously that's a huge help as well. So that's great.
And it's really cool. It's, as we talk about the Mustangs, we've come in touch with a lot of different people who see the Mustangs as a good analogy for their particular charity. So, if you're talking about inmates, you can make this analogy of, a prisoner is kind of in the system and maybe overlooked and forgotten. Mm-hmm. The Mustang is the same. We met recently with a ranch out in Los Angeles called Special Spirit, and they work with a lot of foster kids and kids with developmental disabilities. And she was like, there's a huge overlap between the Mustang and those kids. Because again, they're in this system run by the government. They can be kind of overlooked. And so there's just a lot of people who really relate to this plight that the Mustang finds itself in.
Sure.
Which is really, really great to share.
Yeah. So you're fundraising to make this trip happen because there is a documentary that's being filmed alongside it, which, as a huge documentary buff, I'm super excited to watch. And you have raised, looks like almost $30,000 in a pretty short amount of time. So tell us a little bit about how you've been promoting this and, how you're funding it and that sort of thing.
Yeah. So we're working with a platform called Seed and Spark, which is, it's basically the same idea as Kickstarter, but it's specifically for filmmakers. So it's a really cool platform. If you just go to seedandspark.com/fund/womeninthewildernessfilm, you can find us. And we have a video there as well. And what's really cool, and part of the reason why we chose this platform, is they have a feature where if you aren't able to donate money, but say you have like an extra saddle or, an extra cinch or something that you're like, oh, well, they could use that. We have a breakdown on there of what the money is going to go towards. And you can say, okay, well, I can't donate money, but I can lend my saddle for 40 days and you can click loan and you can loan us something that you have that we need, which is a
What a good idea.
Which is great because we know, of course, a lot of people in the horse world, it's expensive. And a lot of people have just tons of gear that they don't necessarily use every single day.
Sure.
So we've already had someone donate us saddles and, we're going to take them on the 40-day trip and then bring them back and, give them a little shine and everything. But that's a really fun feature that platform has. And then we've just been posting on Instagram a lot. Our Instagram is Women in the Wilderness Film with underscores between each word. And on Facebook, same thing, Women in the Wilderness Film. So we're just kind of doing as much outreach as we can and hoping that people find us. And it's really been seeming to work because we're 50% through the crowdfunding campaign and we're already at 56%, I believe.
I saw it last week, we were supposed to have you on last week. We had to cancel the episode. I looked and you were at like $10. I mean, it was, and I thought, oh no, this is never going to work. And here you are. Congratulations for that.
Yeah,
so now tell me, where are you going? How long's the ride going to be? And where are you riding? Are you riding supported or are you guys just, packing all your underwear and going?
Yeah, kind of a combination. So we'll be packing everything and going, but we will have a support team along the way because we can't carry 40 days of gear, food and everything at once with the 14 that we have. Maybe if we had like a herd of, 30, we could.
Yeah, that's a long time.
Yeah. So for we'll have a
you're not going to do the Bear Grylls thing where you're going to be eating, you know, bark and.
It might devolve.
You could add that element to the documentary. Yeah, that exactly. Might be exciting.
Yeah. But we will have a support team kind of alongside us and resupplying us. You know, I'm not sure exactly how many days between the resupply we'll have, but maybe 5 to 7 days or something like that. But what's great is Julia does this as a living. She pack trips with Knowles in that area. So she's been really helpful in terms of helping us route our course that we're going to take and saying, okay, well, here's a good campsite and, you know, here's a good place for us to get resupplied. So we will have someone alongside, and also in case emergencies happen, you know, we'll have a satellite phone and be able to kind of let them know, okay, hey, you know, we need some ferry assistance or medical assistance, or we're doing great or whatever it may be. So probably now, just that cold.
I know I can assume that you'll be doing all the massages on the trip.
Yeah. Yeah, they're pretty happy about that because I am a certified massage therapist, but you know, we all have our little special talents. So, I call her Boucher, but her name's Catherine. Her last name's Boucher. She's got a beautiful singing voice. So, you know, we'll make her kind of sing our lullabies at night. And then Louisa's like this badass, crazy adventurer. So she's off every weekend now. You know, she was just ice climbing the other day. And so she's kind of just got this insane adventure spirit.
She's the one that is going to keep you all going when you're going, I don't want to ride in the rain.
She'll be like, please stop being cold. We Skyped the other day and I'm in LA. So I'm like, it's 40 degrees. It's freezing. And she's like, okay, it's 6 degrees here where I am in Colorado. So you need to just get together. So she'll be pushing us for sure.
Well, now I also saw you're a woman of many talents. You're a massage therapist. Mm-hmm. You're a writer, obviously. Mm-hmm. And you also are an artist. Mm-hmm. I've been stalking you. See, I can legally stalk people in this job. It's kind of cool.
That's great. Yeah.
That's why he does it.
That's right. That's right. But you're an artist too, and some really cool stuff.
Thank you. Yeah. And so actually what's really fun is I've recently been getting into plein air painting, which is where you just do exactly what it sounds. You go out and you paint, you know, the landscape in the landscape. And so I'm making this little kit to take with me in my saddlebags. And one of the incentives that we're offering through our campaign is if you donate a certain amount, you can receive a plein air painting from me made along our journey in the trip, which is going to be really fun.
Yeah. I'm looking at this right now and there's so many different incentives if you're donating monetarily. Yeah. And then it's cool, this wish list that you were talking about. I'm looking at it now and there's so many things. This is such a cool idea. You're really just like, here's what we need and here's how you can help. This is awesome.
Thank you. Yeah. Even stuff down to like dewormer, which, you know, the average person will be like, sure. And horse people are like, yep, you need that. So
yeah,
like every penny we're asking for has a purpose.
Mm-hmm. So this ride is happening in October, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so how long do we have to keep supporting you and sending you cinches and saddles and money?
So we need to reach our goal before February 8th, I believe.
Okay.
Okay. So I think 14 or 15 more days. But you know, we have to get to 80% of our goal in order to get any of the money or supplies raised through there. So before February 8th, we need to have 80% at least. But, you know, if someone finds our project, say, in March and they've missed the whole thing, we still have the ability to take donations through another route. And, you know, if someone finds our website in May and they're like, oh, well, I've got this great saddle blanket or something, same thing. We have a contact link that people can find us at and let us know.
Well, great. And so where can we all find information? It looks like your main website here.
Mm-hmm. So womeninthewildernessfilm.com, yeah. And that will kind of connect you to everything. We've got a link to our crowdfunding campaign there under I believe the title is like help us or join the campaign or something. It has our about page, an FAQ page. It has links to our Instagram and Facebook. And it's probably the best place.
So how's the LA girl going to do being dirty for 6 days and not taking a shower?
That part will be fine because I grew up pretty much doing that. And okay. LA is a lot more wild than you would think. And people are just shocked. I actually live, you know, right under the mountains. I'm in the foothills in Pasadena. So, you know, I still ride twice a week out here. The concern for me is I'm just going to be so cold. you know.
Hey girl, I'm in San Diego. I feel you. Yeah. I don't think I'd be able to do it.
And October's late. Is there a reason you picked October? Because it does get snowy in the hills in October.
Yeah. The reason is we just really wanted to wear orange in hunting season, you know. No, we had to pick October because Louisa and Catherine work full time at the ranch still in the summer. And, you know, it's a seasonal job. So that's from May to the end of September that they're just 6 days a week, 8 hours, 10 hours a day. Mm. And they weren't able to take that time off. So the second that they got off from their jobs, we're like, all right, we're going to go, which is October.
All right. Well, I'm excited for you guys. It's going to be a true adventure. It'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah, we're really excited. Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you.
Of course, Caroline. Well, thank you.
And we'll talk to you again before you head out. Or we'll maybe have all three of you on and we'll talk to you before you head out.
Oh, that would be awesome.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
How cool is that? Could you do that 40 days in the wilderness?
You know, I think that there's better people than me to do that. And I'm glad that Caroline and her friends are about to do it.
I was actually thinking
that is an awesome idea.
I was actually kind of thinking of you about not showering for 7 days and how you would love that.
Oh, yeah. You know, me and my roughing it. I'm really good at that.
Yeah. You and I don't camp. So there's a reason we don't camp.
Yeah.
I'm going to do a ride of the coast. I've talked about this before. I'm going to do a ride of the coast of Florida. We're going to ride bikes down the coast for like 6 or 7 days. I am hoteling it every night. There will be no tents.
See, I could do that.
Yeah. We're glamping along the coast of Florida. It's really going to be difficult. Go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We don't even have to bring any food because there's stuff all along the way. It's like,
man.
It's going to be
a real survival challenge.
Yeah, it is. It will be hard riding on the beaches, you know, all the bikinis and things like that.
Yeah.
It's going to be terrible.
Yeah. You poor thing.
I know.
Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah.
We should start you at Kickstarter.
And we should. Somebody, we were at dinner the other night, and Karen, who is the owner of KPP, said, "You guys have to have bikini GoPro cams on your helmets." Because
oh my God.
she was funny. She was cracking up. And they were all joking about how I'd be wrecking every 2 minutes and falling off my bike. So
there you go.
Well, this
you need
is
a Kickstarter for your medical bill.
Of course, we need as much publicity as we can for what happens with the Mustangs. And it just kind of sounds like a cool project that they're up to. Well, let's take a break for Ovation. And then you want to come back and do some really bad ads?
That sounds great to me.
Horse people know that they can count on Ovation's value, quality, and style when it comes to hard-wearing schooling attire, affordable show gear for horse and rider, or top-of-the-line equipment for riders at every level. From breeches to bridle work, saddles to stock ties, helmets to half-chaps, Ovation is the premier brand of riding apparel and equipment for you and your horse in the United States, outfitting riders at every level from head to toe. Ask for Ovation brand riding helmets, breeches, and footwear at your local tack store, or go online to ovationriding.com and see the fantastic variety of quality, fashion-forward, affordable products from Ovation. ovationriding.com.
Well, one of the things I wanted to talk about before we go to really bad ads is you did a story on the Wellington Eventing Showcase. Can you just tell everybody what that is?
So I'm super excited. The Wellington Eventing Showcase happened 3 years in a row a couple years ago. And it's a way that the Wellington community was able to kind of see and experience eventing because, you know, there's really not many eventers that go to Wellington. Most of them go to Ocala. So what they did is they started this showcase, which is a condensed format. They do all three phases of eventing and it's an invitational. So they invite all the top riders, and they do a condensed competition. So this year it's back. It took a couple years off, so it is back this year, February 8th and 9th at the Global Dressage Facility. And there's about 30 riders that have been invited to come forward with up to two horses each. It's USEF recognized, and there's also some international riders coming. We've got Great Britain, William Foxpit and Tom Crisp are coming, a couple Irish riders. So it's a really star-studded list of entries. And it's totally free to go to. So it's, like I said, it's February 8th and 9th. There are VIP and hospitality packages available. But man, I am kind of sad that my Wellington trip is not lining up with the showcase.
Anyway, that'd be a lot of fun. I've never seen it, but it's supposed to be a riot.
Yeah, for sure.
Cool.
We'll see. Boyd Martin won it 3 years in a row, so we'll see if he's got a fourth one in the bag somewhere, or somebody else is going to dethrone him.
Might have some say about that.
Yeah, I think that's who my money's on. Depending on what kind of horse he gets to catch ride, you know, we'll see.
Right. Well, I imagine William could ride most anything, though, when you think about it.
Probably. Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Probably.
All right, it's time for some really bad ads.
Pay attention.
If you ain't met one by now, you're bound to sooner or later. He says one thing and he means another, but hey, he can't help it. He's a horse trader. Horse trading. Well, it's a laissez-faire. Let the buyer beware. Horse trading. But tell a low-down lie with a sincere stare. Horse trading. Well, if they're talking in circles and the deal ain't square, he's a master in the fine art of persuading. Horse trading.
That's right. It is time for really bad ads. And this really bad ads, it's sponsored by your company. Tell us a little bit about the company you work for.
Mine is sponsored by, So Hylofit is a heart rate monitor for both horse and rider. They have designed this really, really cool heart rate monitor that is really easy to use. It's all wireless. It uses Bluetooth technology and a free app on your phone that collects all the heart rate data from both you and your horse. So, you know, the idea of riding with heart rate is important not only for fitness and conditioning, but also for overall health and well-being, because a normally elevated heart rate can indicate a variety of different underlying issues. So we wanted to make it very accessible for riders to have access to heart rate data for their horse. And we are super excited to be offering Hylofit to riders of all disciplines. So you can find out more at hylofit.com.
And how's it connect? Is it halter, girth? How's it?
So it's a girth attachment. It's actually really easy because the founder of Hylofit wanted to find something that was easy to use. So all it does, it slips into your girth or your cinch. It has three retention straps that can make it tighter or looser or make it fit the right way. It just sits up against the left side of your horse's rib cage with electrodes. It takes the reading there. And then there's also a rider chest strap that straps onto your chest. You can wear that so that it would track the same heart rate data for you and your horse at the same time.
Oh, that's cool.
It's really cool. Yeah. It's a really, really cool device.
And how do you spell it again?
You can find it at hylofit.com. So that's hylofit.com.
Very good. Well, this month's prize is a box of crap out of my closet. And let me tell you, I am ready to get this crap out of my closet. My closet is too full. We picked up more stuff when we were out at WESA, the trade show. So you're going to get a nice box of crap, whoever wins this. And I have a very exciting announcement today. I just confirmed this yesterday, and that is the prizes for really bad ads are getting kicked up a notch in 2020. We're working with Horse Lovers, and Horse Lovers is going to be providing three $200 prizes that we'll give away every month. So starting in February, we're going to have $600 in prizes we're giving away every month. So there's going to be some really nice stuff going up, and you're going to definitely want to get checking out or get looking for really bad ads and sending them in. We'll do it the same way. You submit ads all month, and then we're going to pick winners at the end of the month by pulling out of a hat of everybody that submitted, whether your ad was played or not. If you read your own ad and send it to us in an audio form, then you'll get double the entries. So next month, there are no more boxes of crap. There's going to be some really good prizes, and we'll announce that right in February when we're back from the cruise. So I was very happy that they've agreed to do that, and thank you to Horse Lovers, who's been a big sponsor of ours for many, many, many years. All right, are you ready to do some ads?
I'm ready.
Geraldine sent this one in, Jara Brown. So we're going to hear what she had to say.
Hi, this is Jara Brown calling from New Mexico, and I have a really bad ad from Newkirk, New Mexico. 2007 Dunn AQHA breed mare. 12-year-old line back dun brood mare. She is bred back to a gray AQHA stallion. turned with him for approx 45 days on 6/16/2019. Ill have his papers at the end of pictures. She had a Philly, P-H-I-L-L-Y, I guess she had a Philly cheese sandwich from him last year, and she turned gray. Now, I'm not sure if the mare turned gray, the Philly turned gray. Unknown if this mare is broke. We've only uses her as a brood mare since she was 4 years old. My best horse now came from this mare. She shows old founder on Ger Frint and when we bought her, so never tried to ride her. She's turned out and does well walking and getting around in the rough country that she lives in. She's 100% calm and gentle. She ties and lodes very well. We are selling only because we are getting out of breeding. Probably a good thing. I will have her last year's filly, but spelled correctly this time, for sale in another post later. 750 OBO or open to trades. Thanks. Okay. I'm not quite sure what's going on there, but thanks a lot for listening. Okay. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Some ads, they just ramble on and on. And the Western ads for the Western horses, sometimes because there's so many names. They just put every name of every descendant ever, and it just goes on and on and on and on. Then you kind of forget what they were selling by the time you're done.
Yeah.
I have no idea. As Jara said, I have no idea what they're doing. And then you have the next ad you're going to read, which is just the opposite.
Yeah. So this one is a walking horse gelding for, let's see, $1,000 sale or trade. This one is a 17 years great ride horse and mare, quarter horse. This is all one sentence. Okay, let me start over. Walking horse, gelding, 17 years great ride horse and mare, two different horses. Mare, quarter horse, 12 years old, good riding horses. 1,000 each or deal on both. Just don't have time for them. Took a job. Driving truck. Have three good saddles, pads, everything but a trailer sale or trade, guns, boats, motorcycle. So basically what I'm getting from this is there's two horses that will easily could be traded for guns, boats, or motorcycles. So hey, if you got some of those laying around, you could get a great ride horse and a good riding horses. That's what you can get.
We see guns in here.
Not
a lot.
Really sure.
And I'm always wondering if anybody's ever traded a gun for a horse. I just need to know if that's ever actually happened.
Yeah. If you've ever done that, please let us know because I want to hear the story. Or had somebody offer to trade you a gun for your horse. That's probably more likely.
That this person is not feeding the horses while they're out driving truck. I do have a concern about that.
Yeah, I do. I have several concerns about this ad, but yes, that's a good one.
I don't know. All right, Chelsea sent this one in.
Hi, guys. It's Chelsea from Virginia coming to you with a bad ad I found on Facebook. And I want to preface this by saying that the first comment underneath the pictures says, I'm saying they took down my saddle post. I'll have to steal your idea and repost. Which explains a lot as to why this girl is selling the following. And maybe you can guess what it is before I'm done reading the ad. And at the end, I will tell you what it is. Anastasia in North Carolina posts butt holder $100. Nay, nay, English butt holder. 17 inch with 5 inch gullet. All billets are in good shape and the tree is solid. Asking $100 plus shipping if needed. Can include Baba skin half pad for and additional $50. Facebook is ridiculous in taking things down. If you have questions, please PM me. If you didn't guess, it is definitely a saddle. But my favorite part is that it has a potential sheepskin half pad for an additional $50. Very interesting. Hope you all enjoyed.
Thank you, Chelsea. Buttholder. That's what it does, though, when you think about it. It's kind of descriptive.
I mean, that's definitely the very basic function of a saddle. That's not wrong. You know, I love those ads that have like, you know, halter for sale because of all the Facebook regulations now. You can't do livestock sales. So now people have had to get so creative. I think that's so funny.
Why are they taking a saddle ad down?
Yeah, I know. That's weird because there's no animals involved. Maybe it was just for poor spelling and grammar. Possibly.
Andrew, I got two quick ones. Andrew sent this one. I mean quick ones. Again, the exact opposite of the first one. Andrew sent this one in. Yeah. This was in West Virginia Horse and Supplies for sale. And this is all it says. $500, come load her up and she's yours. Located in Hinton, West Virginia. Is it his wife, Lord. The horse? I don't know. It doesn't
take
really,
your guess,
I guess. It doesn't really clarify.
Like, buyer's choice?
You know, in West Virginia, it could be anything, actually. So
it really, yeah. really could.
And all you West Virginia listeners can send your hate mail to Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. And the next one Matt sent in, and it's our trailer of the week. And it is, you can't see the picture here. This trailer of the week is this is what it says, 2020 homemade small. $250. That's it. That's all it says. It's in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania.
Homemade small. Okay.
It looks like it's on a trailer frame. It might have been a trailer frame back in the 1950s. And what they did is built a plywood square box on top of the trailer frame. And then it looks like they took some leftover tin and kind of banged it around the top to make a roof. It's not.
Oh, God.
It's not sleek. Let me tell you that. This is not aerodynamic in any way. And then it looks like they almost took some prison bars and put them on the inside of the metal for windows. So it is very homemade. There's no jack in the front. It's sitting on blocks because you don't need that. What do you need that for? And it, you know, I gotta say that they're not really selling it as a horse trailer. It's just a homemade small. So if you would like a homemade small, it's available in Spring Grove, Pennsylvania today.
Somebody out there surely collects homemade smalls.
That's right.
Somebody does.
It's the right price. We have a limit on what these crappy trailers are allowed to sell for, and our limit is $400, and they're under that. So
there you go.
They listen to the show. Doesn't it amaze you that nobody – we have thousands of listeners all around the world, especially around this country. Doesn't it amaze you that nobody has heard their own ad on here?
That does amaze me. Or they're just too embarrassed and they were like, wow, that was really bad ad. And then they just go and hide in a hole. Maybe that's what happens.
We have more intelligent listeners who could actually write an ad. I'd like to think it's that.
That's actually probably the case.
I'm going with that one. Laura sent this one in.
All right, we have Morgan Mayer Horse, $800, Denton, Virginia. Meet Sadie, a 17-year-old Morgan Mayer for sale, 5.2 hands. Awfully small for riding,
that's
but
a little one.
Okay. Social stands for ferry, like a boat, F-E-R-R-I-E-R, farrier. There is a ferry, actually, in Virginia near here. It goes to Williamsburg. Loads well. Must be loads well on the ferry to Williamsburg. Can be ridden alone or with others. Been kept in a pasture as opposed to a sky. she was kept in a pasture. She's looking for an intermediate to experienced rider. Have to disagree. I think she would like a beginner rider. I think a beginner rider would be just absolutely great. I don't think she wants that experienced rider. Have to disagree. Has ridden trails and doesn't spook easily. All right. Sounds good to me. Give him a call. And the Eastern Shore of Virginia. And this was Laura from Suffolk. Thanks.
Thank you, Laura. I love how
I want to know who's riding a 5.2 hand horse. Who's riding that?
That's pretty small. So it's been interesting over the years. You can tell people who have been listening to the show for a long time because when they read the ads, they also commentate now, like we do. Mm-hmm, so we don't have to do anything anymore. They're also providing the play by play. We don't have to do anything.
They
it's
are
great.
Yeah, you're going to be out of a job pretty soon.
I know. We'll just play ads. We'll just run the tape, and we'll be done. We'll be done a half an hour early.
That's all you
got to
do.
That's it.
There you go. All right. So I got one here from Meta. All right.
We got horse for sale. We're not sure if we're right either. So
Yeah. We'll find out. All right. So we got horse for sale. Roman is a 6-year-old off the track appendix gelding standing at 15'3" hand tall. He bucks, bolts, and rears. There is nothing, all caps, wrong with his back or anywhere else. I'm not convinced that there's nothing wrong with his back or anywhere else, but somewhere. Just a theory. Yeah. He has been off for the last 6 months because I refuse to ride him. That's fair. I'm tired of getting thrown. That's also fair. Bonus though, he's easy to catch. He is easy to catch. He does need his hooves done. And surprise, surprise, he needs an experienced rider or a trainer. Would make a great hunter jumper or weather pleasure horse. Weather pleasure. Huh, that's interesting. They're asking $3,000 for this bucking, bolting, rearing weather pleasure horse.
Have you ever seen a Western pleasure class, by the way, Sally?
I've watched a few.
Well, they do not want horses that buck, bolt, or rear.
Right, or that go fast.
Or do anything.
I feel like that's not something. Yes.
Beyond about 1/2 mile an hour with their nose on the ground. I doubt this
is
going
to
make
Well, to that end, neither do the hunters.
That's true, too. Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah. We saw Eve Jobs had one of those bucker and bolter, or rearers, actually, not bolters. She had a bucking, rearing one on last Saturday night.
Maybe she wants this one.
Maybe it's this one. Maybe this is the one.
Those appendixes really do well in the jumper ring.
Yeah, exactly. Bonnie sent this one in. Pony for sale, $2,000. This handsome gilding is super sweet and riddable for any level of experienced rider. Needs new home because we are moving and can no longer have him. For more information, please text. That's it.
Is that all one sentence?
Yes, and it really doesn't tell me anything about the pony other than he's a gilding.
No.
That's about it.
And he's handsome.
And he's super sweet.
Oh, and super sweet, yeah. Yes, so
that's about
take your pick.
$2,000. You know, for $2,000, I want to know more, really. You know, just...
Yeah, no kidding. Take the zeros off. We might have a deal.
Exactly.
All right, so we got one here from Linda. This is a sale or trade. I have two small petite English saddles we have used as decoration. One measures 16 inches. The other measures 16.5 inches. These have not been used as a saddle in a very long time. So I consider them for decoration, but the right person might be able to use them. They are both all genuine leather. I do not have any other strap or harness, just what is shown in the pictures, both for $80, or I will trade for two all wood matching dressers. Prefer French Provincial or Louis style. I can't read Roman numerals. How embarrassing is
Louis
that?
Louis the 15th.
Louis the 15th. That's what I was going to say. Do you believe me?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so Louis the. Okay, cool. So Louis the 15th style. Maximum 52 inches long, 47 feet is what she put high, but I think she means 47.
That would be a tall dress.
Basically, this woman is really just seeking two all-wood matching dressers because she has very specific specifications for what she wants, but she does have these two perceivably probably very dry old crack saddles that you could buy for $80 if you really wanted them.
You know, I'm not an expert on furniture, especially French Provincial. By the way, it's Louis. It should have been Louis the 14th because that's the one they all talk about when in French Provincial. She put it wrong.
There you go.
I'm guessing that if you're getting a true Louis the 14th style French Provincial that's 47 foot tall, it's going to be more than $80 in trade, don't you think?
I would imagine so, yeah. Probably more valuable than that.
Yeah, than two saddles. And I love how these people are so specific about what they want to trade. Do you ever think they get a call? We really need to start calling these
people. You know what? That's what I was just going to say. We need to start calling people and then for this one, because I want to know more.
Jennifer wouldn't
let us. I'm going to offer her.
She's afraid we get sued. Jennifer's not on the show anymore, so we could call.
Well, the cat is away.
Yeah, that's
right. There you
exactly. go. But then she's the one that puts the ads together and she won't give us the damn phone numbers. So,
I bet she's the one that writes the paychecks too.
She is actually. So that's another thing.
There you go.
All right, Maureen is going to do the last one today. This is Mo out of Texas.
Hi, it's Mo with another really bad ad in Texas. This one is titled One of a Kind Trick, all caps, horse, exclamation point, 2550 in Red Rock. And there's a lot of pictures. And it says, Buck is a one-of-a-kind trick horse, exclamation, exclamation, exclamation. Not only does he do flawlessly in parades, capitalized, he rears up on command, exclamation point. I have personally used him for my photo shoots, capitalized, on the beach, at home, and in exclusive locations in different states. On a side note, there are many pictures of these photo shoots. I believe she's naked in at least one of these. And the only one where Buck has all feet on the ground.
I'm going to stop there. Mo, you didn't send the pictures. If you did, Jennifer didn't put them in here, and I'm highly disappointed.
Fail.
Mo, could you just Facebook me the picture? I will determine whether she's naked, okay?
Is one in which a young man is on him bareback with his arm in a sling. I'm not sure if that's connected to the rearing or not. Anyway, the rest of the ad is.
Probably.
He's the perfect prop for professional photos. Exclamation. He dresses in costume for the kiddos, lets you do backflips off of him, and he trail rides as well. Exclamation, 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 exclamation. Buck loads very well. He's currently trimmed and shot on the front, current Coggins and Worming, current on all shots. 2 exclamation points. Buck is around 12 years old. 1 exclamation point. Came from Florida, Arkansas. My husband and I have thoroughly enjoyed him for over a year now, but he has found a new horse. Him and our son can both ride, so he's decided to sell Buck to a new home. 1 exclamation. Buck is currently residing in Red Rock / Dale, Texas at a family friend's place. He's available to look at, and they will be showing him for us. Exclamation point. Buck requires an experienced rider due to his sensitivity with his cues. Really? This guy does not buck whatsoever. He is very good at his rear commands, however. 2 exclamation points. We'll be here to answer any questions the buyer have. 1 exclamation point. Buck stands 15.1 hands high when on all fours. Exclamation. Which I thought is kind of how you measured horses, but okay. He is super easy to catch. He will steal your snacks if you leave them out and unattended to. Buck loves to be the center of attention, so he will keep the other horses away while you are giving him all your lovin's. Buck kind of sounds like a jerk. If you think Buck is the horse for you, please contact us at info, and we will get you in contact with our friends who will be showing him. Exclamation. Cash only and no trades, please. Exclamation. We're downsizing, which is why we sent him to a family friend's place in Texas. 3 exclamation. Thanks in advance. 1 exclamation.
Well read, Mo. Well read.
Buck, yeah, just send the picture. We'll be good.
Yeah. We need to know. And, you know, usually those model horses are Frisians, but I've never known a Frisian named Buck. So I'm kind of guessing not. Yeah. Especially out of Texas, probably not a Frisian. I love how this horse was great for pictures, except it needs an experienced rider because, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
And Buck's on command, or not on command, or anytime he feels like it. So, there's a reason he got the name Buck.
Right.
All right. Well, that's it. That's all we got for you. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you for co-hosting, Sally. This has been fun.
Yeah, of course. Thank you so much for having me. I always love coming on, and this is a great first time me and you hosting, so hopefully it's not the last one.
We had some great guests today. Thanks to Hope Hand, and we certainly hope that project raises enough money. It sounds like they're going to be pretty close to make that documentary, and that documentary, again, was called, I'm looking it up here for, The Women in the Wilderness. So, and it's womeninthewildernessfilm.com, and they do have a great video on there. It talks all about the Mustang issue, and also all the links are on there if you want to help donate for these women to go out and do their thing. And the other thing is there's a lot of people involved in this project. I don't know if you noticed on the website when you looked at the list of cast of characters, they have all kinds of filmmakers. It looks like all of that is already set up. And I'm excited to see.
They've really done their due diligence here. Like, everything's so well produced and well done. Like, I'm very impressed with how much they've gotten accomplished.
Yeah, I don't think this is just three ladies deciding to do it. They put a lot of time into it.
No, not at all.
Yeah. So good for them. And we'll follow. We'll have them back on before they head out. Maybe we'll get them to call in on the satellite phone from the top of a mountain someplace. So we can do that too in October. Sally, where can people keep track of your work? Venting Nation?
Man, you can find me just about anywhere these days. But yes, I am working for Eventing Nation again. I'm super happy to be back where I started. So you can find a lot of my work on eventingnation.com. Also, just a little bit on noelfloyd.com, too. It looks like I just had an article come out there this morning on what to do if your horse has multiple personality disorder. So we know a few of you have that out. A few of you have those in your barn. So So yeah, you can find me a little bit of everywhere these days.
A few of us have that too, I think.
Yeah.
Some, they say we match our animals, right? So there we
there
go.
There you go.
There we go. I mean, I have a Hackney pony that I think has multiple personalities. I need to read that article. For sure.
Yeah.
We'll be back on Monday. Lisa will be here. Lisa Wysocki filling in for Jamie. And then Jamie will be back next Wednesday and Friday. Get your ads in. We'll be drawing a prize winner for the coveted box of crap next Friday. And you're going to want to get your ads into Jennifer at horseradionetwork.com. Thank you all. Have a terrific weekend. Be safe.